This is a session of guided mindfulness meditation. It is a time for being with yourself, for non-doing and non-striving. You can best support your intention to be mindful by setting aside a special time and place for regular formal practice. This is a gift to yourself and to others. Today's practice is intended to be done sitting, but if that is uncomfortable, please do the meditation lying down or slowly walking. Prepare by unplugging and arrange to be undisturbed for the next 40 minutes. Please sit comfortably in a position that feels dignified and stable. There are many, many good ways to meditate. As always, this is your practice. Please experiment. Here are some general posture guidelines that many individuals find helpful. If you choose to sit on a chair, rest your feet flat on the floor or on a floor cushion. You may want to support your lower back with a chair cushion, but keep your upper back erect. If you are sitting on the floor, you may want to use a sitting cushion to elevate the hips at least 6 inches above the knees. The hands may rest in the lap or one on each knee, palms down, and the eyes may be closed. Established now in a comfortable and stable posture, we will begin with mindfulness of breathing. Breathing naturally, do a quick body scan, taking a moment to adjust the breath and posture to make yourself even more comfortable. Feel the support of the floor and the chair, all of the points of contact, and settle in. Smile a half smile if that feels natural. A sense of ease supports concentration and stillness. Breathing naturally, letting your awareness rest on the breath as it enters and leaves the belly. Inhaling, noticing the belly rise. Exhaling, noticing the belly fall. Imagine the breath energy entering and leaving the body through the belly. Now, follow your breath energy and let awareness rest on the chest as it rises and falls. Imagine the breath entering and leaving the body through the chest. And now shift attention to the nostrils. Let awareness rest on the nostrils, noticing the coolness of the inhale, noticing the warmth of the exhale. Now choose one of the breath touch points, the belly or the chest or the nostrils, and let your awareness rest there for the remainder of mindfulness with breathing. When the mind wanders and you notice that awareness is no longer with the breath, no judgment, simply cut the thought and return to the breath. Staying with the breath, you may notice a pause after the inhale and another pause after the exhale. You may sense a slight tension with the inhale and a release with the exhale. Depending upon our state of mind, we find the breath interesting or boring. When our health is good, the breath is repetitious. The repetitious nature of the breath often doesn't entertain the mind, and the mind wanders. As the mind wanders, it takes awareness with it, because our mind has a mind of its own. At first, we may not notice that we are no longer paying attention to the breath. We are lost in thought. Lost in planning, worrying, maybe hearing. Eventually, we notice. And when that happens, gently, kindly, we bring the attention back to the breath. Allowing attention to rest on the breath and returning to the breath when attention wanders. Without being self-critical, the mind wanders, thoughts arise, accepting experience without judgment, without comment, cutting away from thought, returning to the present moment, mind, breath and body united, complete, whole. The breath is an anchor for awareness, keeping you stable in the present moment. Once you are settled into your posture, if discomfort arises, if it is not severe, allowing yourself to experience discomfort for a few minutes, and then mindfully noticing the intention to move before you actually take the action to move, inserting a pause between thought and action. To move the body is to move the mind. Sometimes we move, sometimes we decide to be still. You decide whether to move or be still, and carry out your intention with kindness, with awareness, and with full understanding. Observing whatever arises without judgment, with acceptance, patience, compassion, no blame, and returning to the breath. A poem by Patril Rinpoche. Under the coldness, anger. Under the anger, fear. Under the fear, sadness. Under the sadness, the vast blue sky. Taking a break from the discursive mind, being with this inhale, this exhale. Mindful, aware, completely ourselves, every breath, totally new and totally the same. We develop concentration by bringing attention back to the breath. With concentration, we are inclining the mind toward insight, the ability to look deeply into the nature of things as they are. Imagine the mind as a pool of agitated, muddy water. Stilling and quieting the mind allows the murkiness to settle, and we are left with a beautiful pool of clear water. Concentration develops the potential for seeing what the mind is doing in this moment and in this moment. Developing flexibility in the mind, pulling away from our normal repetitive thoughts again and again and again. Creating an opening, the mind accepts a new perspective, letting go of thoughts, simply resting with the breath. Now, letting the breath recede into the background of awareness. The field of awareness expands to rest on hearing. Hearing any sounds as they occur in the moment. not identifying sounds, not judging sound as being pleasant or unpleasant, beautiful or not, simply noticing sounds as they arise, as they change, as they pass, letting awareness rest on being with hearing. When the mind wanders from hearing, notice that you are thinking. Notice the thought, and then return to the sound of this moment. Noticing sound, noting the space in between sound, noticing silence, returning to hearing. Now, letting go of the focus on hearing and expanding the field of awareness to observe the mind itself. Thoughts will arise, physical sensations will arise, images, emotions, sounds, smells. Observe whatever arises and let it go. Not developing any thought into a story, acknowledging a thought as a thought, an emotion as an emotion, and a sensation as a sensation. When you notice that the mind has led awareness off into story, acknowledging the story and letting it go. If it is helpful, returning temporarily to the breath to reestablish concentration in the present moment. And then, once again, letting awareness rest on the mind itself. Not suppressing thought, observing, accepting, acknowledging all thoughts, all emotion, all physical sensations, and letting them go. There is a committee in our heads. Committee members taking turns, making comments, planning, offering opinions, wanting, regretting. Acknowledge all voices, thanking them, and letting them go. Willing to stay in the present moment, accepting the boredom, the fear, the wanting, recognizing thoughts and emotions as part of the human condition. Letting thoughts arise and pass, no judgment. You are not your thoughts. You are awareness coming back to itself. Whatever your experience, allow it to unfold. Mindfulness is not asking you to change. It is asking you to be aware and to accept yourself and your experiences. A poem by Rumi, The Guest House. This being human is a guest house. Every morning a new arrival. A joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all. Even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice. Meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond.
Lay down. Down.